Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to Shmiras HaLashon, part 3 of 120. And our theme this session is the slogan that was chosen, to think before we speak. The Chafetz Chaim will give us 3 additional reasons, essentially why he made Shmiras HaLashon as a crusade in his life. So the first reason that the Chafetz Chaim cites in today's session is that Lashon Hara is Mekatreg HaGadol al Klal Yisrael, an enormous accuser on the Jewish people. And he explains that the dynamics of Lashon Hara are that just as a person speaks in this world negatively, so he creates negative forces, angels, energies that judge negatively in the heavenly realm. In the words which the Chafetz Chaim quotes from the Gemara, Kol ha-mesaper Lashon Hara, anybody who speaks Lashon Hara, magdil avonos ad la-shamayim, is increasing sins, negativity, until the heavens. And he explains, which is similar to the approach taken by the Nefesh HaChaim in many mitzvahs, a topic which was developed in a very tremendous presentation by Rav Kessin on the topic of Lashon Hara, Shalishonahu Mahalich Ba'aretz, the person may be speaking here, Aval Piv Shaspa Shamayim, but his mouth is making an impact in the heavens, just as he judges people in a courtroom, he creates an attorney, a lawyer, a defense, a judge. Everything is happening at the Shabbos table, so to speak, or wherever the person is talking, judging people. That all is actually happening in heaven as well. And a person who judges others with negativity, dan lekaf chova, and not lekaf suchus, not favorably, is actually creating that same situation for himself. It gives us new insight into a Gemara that we did together at one point in the longer classes, the story of Rabbi Akiva, a Gemara that says that his employer wasn't able to pay him, and he was danim lekaf sechus. He assumed that he truly doesn't have money to pay him. And what he was told after the story concluded and he finally got paid is, just as you judged me favorably, hamakom yedinenu lekaf sechus, Hashem should also judge you favorably. That's not just a nice poetic blessing, unrelated. That's the essence of the behavior. If you dan someone lekaf sechus, then Hashem in turn judges you lekaf sechus favorably, giving you the credit, the benefit of doubt, the allowance for mitigating circumstances, etc. The second reason that the Chafetz Chaim cites in today's session is Legodel HaPigom, because of the enormous negative impact that Lashon Hara has, because the person produced words of Torah and Tefillah from the same mouth that previously spoke Lashon Hara. And if we think about the way anything emanates from a keli, from a vessel that produces it, if the vessel producing it is refined, then it's going to produce something that's refined. But if the thing that's producing it is grub, is dirty, then whatever's produced is likewise going to have certain limiting qualities. And so the Chafetz Chaim writes, Monea achakach kol diburim shel kodesh, he causes a limitation on all the holy words, shumedaber milalos lamaila, from having their proper impact, because they were produced from the same mouth that spoke Lashon Hara, spoke negatively against other people. And he describes that the Torah and the Tefillah could actually be omdim ba'avir ha-shamayim, standing in limbo in the air, ve'enim olim lamaila, and doesn't enter Hashem's heavenly realm, because it's been sullied as a result of the kli that created them. a concept very appropriate for Yamim Nara'im time. And finally, the third thing that the Chafetz Chaim cites in today's session is because a person who's not careful about Shmiras HaLashon ends up constantly reinforcing this Avera again and again and again. And even if each Avera, even if it were only to be a small Avera, but if you do it so many times, it's comparable to a person who starts with one little thread, but if he keeps adding many, many threads, it becomes a heavy, strong rope which can't be broken. And since regilusu lekama v'kama anoshim, since so many people are koflim lavze kama meos v'alofim pa'omim b'mechayeyim, they do the avera hundreds and thousands of times, if a person's not cognizant of the problem, doesn't pay attention to speech, can't put up the lashon hara, shmiras halashon antennas and detect the problem, so then he just keeps going blindly, reinforcing the chet, making it thicker and stronger into what eventually is like a web that can't be broken. And therefore, the slogan is to learn enough that we can think before we speak. Thank you so much for joining. Hatzlacha. Have a wonderful day.